starting the day with a body scan, giving ourselves a few moments to settle, to become accustomed to being here in this house, feeling the chair or the floor beneath us. Hearing the sounds that surround us. A few moments to settle into being here in this place. And as we're allowing ourselves just to come to rest, maybe just reflecting on your present circumstances, whether there's any desire for things to be other than they really are. And Wendy and Alan might already be wanting to have their house back. But we may be noticing that there are certain things, even quite subtle wants, perhaps wanting more space, not just here and now in this house, but also in our lives. Perhaps wanting various aspects of our life to be other than they are. Maybe even just wanting to get on with this body scan. Wanting to feel relaxed. So as we're settling and coming to our breath, feeling the breath flowing, asking ourselves, is there anything at all right now that I am wanting to be different from the way it is? Shortly, I'm going to invite you to begin scanning through your body. And as we are doing this, again reflecting whether there are any wants that arise, even as we are just simply scanning through the body. Remembering, of course, that it's not just our physical body of which we become aware when we do a body scan, but also memories which are held within the body, and feelings, and emotions. So there may be parts of our body about which we feel insecure, which raise a sense of uncertainty within us. And I'm suggesting that we use this body scan to reflect and to contemplate wants and desires as we're moving through. So when you are ready, allowing awareness to move down the body and to concentrate in the toes of our feet. Allowing ourselves to become aware of whatever sensations are arising right now in the toes of both feet. And what then might there be when we're bringing awareness to the toes of our feet that we might wish to be different? Maybe it seems a little trite, just focusing on the toes of our feet and thinking about things that might be different. When we are allowing ourselves to rest in awareness, even with what we might regard as a relatively insignificant part of our body, just our toes, wants and desires and wishes may well arise within the mind. So as we're beginning to move, allowing awareness to move now from the toes into the soles of the feet and into the heels, what sensations are arising? What feelings accompany those sensations? What associations and memories arise with them? Allowing awareness to move slowly from the soles of the feet and the heels, through the feet, to the top of the feet, and gradually into the ankles. What memories are present? What thoughts arise, even as awareness moves through and around the ankle joints? And into the calves and the shins. Into the knees. Sensations arising and falling. Thoughts about those sensations. Feelings and memories. All being triggered through awareness of our bodies. Into the upper part of the legs and the thighs. Allowing awareness to move around the skin and through the muscles and the flesh and the bones. Allowing that awareness to move as it wishes. Maybe moving from sensation to sensation. Maybe examining a particular sensation more closely. Maybe finding awareness being drawn to somewhere particular. Moving into the hip joints and around the pelvis. Allowing awareness to move through into the internal organs. Memories, associations. Feelings, emotions. maybe thoughts about our body when it was younger. Maybe memories going all the way back to childhood. Noticing any sense of the mind wanting to go into the past. And even maybe sometimes into the future. And allowing awareness now to move up the body into the abdomen, round into the lumbar spine, maybe noticing if there's any particular area which is causing discomfort or pain. How our awareness is drawn to that. How we might want to be rid of discomfort. Anything that we judge as being unpleasant. Wanting things to be different. Wanting to be comfortable, wanting to be at ease. Allowing awareness to explore the lumbar spine, to explore our internal organs, feeling the movements of the stomach as the diaphragm contracts and relaxes. Feeling what's there. And moving into the chest. Shoulder blades and the back of the rib cage resting against the floor. Sensations of touch and pressure. Awareness moving around the ribcage. Movements of breathing, beating of the heart. Touch of clothing. How does it feel to be aware of the body breathing? How does it feel to be aware of the heart beating? We wanting to move on, to speed things up. Can we allow things to be just as they are right now? Bringing awareness into the shoulders. And feeling the weight of the world on our shoulders. Worries, concerns, anxieties, stress, often felt in the muscles of the shoulders and the back of the neck. Allowing awareness to move into them right now. Allow the memories to arise. If only life was easy and there was no stress. And nobody bothered us. And we didn't have to work. And allowing awareness now to begin to move down the arms. And going right into the tips of our fingers. Noticing how the sensitivity of the tips of our fingers is associated very strongly with feeling, with memories, with the view we have of the world outside us. How the mind wishes to make associations. To construct things out of sensation. And if we allow awareness to move up the fingers into the palms and the backs of the hands, even into the wrists, what memories are held there? What thoughts and feelings arise? and moving into the forearms and the elbows. And slowly up the upper arms, back into the shoulders. Into the neck. Sensations arising. Feelings arising. Thoughts. And up into the back of the head and the scalp, and the area around the ears. Even when there may be very little or no sensation, there may be thoughts and feelings. There may be even the desire to feel sensation. The mind may actually want there to be sensation. And especially when we come round now to the face, and the mouth and the jaw. There are so many possible sensations. So much of our inner reality is expressed through the face. Being aware of what sensations are present in the face, whether there's tension or softness, tells us so much about what's happening in our minds. We just have to allow ourselves to be aware and to rest in that awareness. and returning as best we can to a sense of the whole body. Resting here right now. Thousands of sensations arising in every moment. Every sensation, potentially a thought and a feeling, potentially a memory. Noticing where our mind takes us. Noticing that desire for things to be different. What did you experience when the dog started barking? Was there even the faintest sensation of disturbance? Not wanting to hear that.